More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
So heat two of Coast Factor happened.
Yeah.
Saw some photos, looked pretty good.
Yes, we've got all of our finalists together that will be performing at Crabfest. There are some wild cards.
I know. Now, we're talking about those as we go. So congrats to everyone that made it through. And it's not the end just yet for those that didn't, because we've got a few more to announce. So,
yeah, listen out.
Dockers had a comfy win at Rushton Park on Saturday.
Yes, you were at the game. Was it a good game?
It was. I mean, a lot of it was watched from the sidelines while Cooper was kicking a football.
Oh, that's interesting.
He found people to play with, so, you know, it was a bit of a mix between actually watching it and actually playing it. That's the thing. He's like that, though. When he's watching basketball,
that's
he has to
nice,
go and shoot
though,
some hoops.
About the community series, that you are at a community oval, you know? Yeah. You can have a kick while you're watching. You're not in the stands like you are at the AFL. It's like you're watching a waffle game, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a good game all round. It was a good turnout. I think everyone had a good time.
Yeah,
there was a lot of purple there too, which was good to see.
Oh, good.
How's the Wildcats? You see any of that?
No, I did not.
So they're in a best of three semi series for the finals, right?
Yeah.
They're with Cairns at the moment. Friday they won by a point.
I saw that, but then they've played another game, haven't they?
Yeah, then they went to Queensland, but they were ripped apart.
Yeah.
By type. So it's
interesting.
It all comes down to the third game on Thursday.
Oh.
Right, so, and the winner of that goes into the grand final against either Melbourne or Sydney. We don't know. That's a best of three thing too.
So, fingers crossed for the Kitty Cats.
Let's hope they can turn it all around. And I don't know if you've seen the big news that I've noticed. I don't know if you've seen the post on social media about, like, empty shops or shopping shelves empty.
I have noticed random things out of stock. And I don't know if any of this is, like, related, but...
Well, a lot of people saying, oh, it's panic buying because there's no loo paper. And I don't know why you would stock up on toilet paper.
I don't know. Is that the first thing you think of? Like, I've heard of hand sanitizer being very hard to get a hold of. And I was like, okay, but toilet paper, really? Like, what are you stressing about?
I'm not sure that it is necessarily panic buying. Apparently, 40% of the world's bog roll is made in China.
Bog roll? Please don't say that.
That's what people call it. It's made in China. So the point is, I don't think supplies are coming through. But we're in the process of, I think, picking up the slack, because we make a fair bit here. So don't
panic.
Look,
there's always tissues.
The point is, I don't think we're going to get to that.
Kitchen
roll. I don't think we're going to get to that stage. I don't think we need to panic on that front. We will find a way to supply toilet paper.
It's going to be okay. And how much toilet paper do you use? Like, is it really that desperate to, I don't know.
I wouldn't think so, but then I don't know.
Well, then, hey, I don't know what you guys do. That's
probably
just
a question. We'll leave those habits to you. You can do what you do. You do you on
you
that
do
front.
You.
All right.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Right. First off, the Southwest Yoga Festival is happening this month.
Hey,
March.
Flexible.
Yeah, that's right. 2322 Solitaire Homestead in Yelling Up will be the spot where you can find out about, you know, all the. I was going to say advances in the world of yoga, I guess, where you can sort of get involved and
where
stuff, probably.
You can release your fascia.
That's right. You can camp as well. Get details at the Southwest Yoga Fest Facebook page. Now, March 1 through 7 is World Hearing Week, and today is World Hearing Day.
Oh, there you go.
Which is all about promoting ear and hearing care. Hearing loss affects 70% of people over the age of 70 and has a big impact on quality of life, obviously.
Yeah.
It's more common than heart disease, cancer and diabetes. So maybe now is time for a hearing check.
Yep, good idea.
And also, March 3 is World Wildlife Day.
Is it?
Yeah. This year's theme is sustaining all life on Earth.
Yeah.
Which ties in with the fact that 2020 has also been declared a biodiversity super year. Sure quite what that involves.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Maybe it's about saving as much biodiversity as possible.
Maybe.
Maybe it's about creating new species. Get in the lab and see if you can gene splice something, possibly.
Well, not just anyone. Make sure you've got the qualifications to do that.
Hey, anyone.
Just get in a lab.
Get into a lab somewhere.
Stop messing around with genes.
Anyway.
Go for it.
Well, if you want ideas for how to celebrate, wildlifeday.org can plug you in.
Nice.
Australia should be mighty proud. You may have heard us talking about this very idea when they first floated the idea of the world's first official KFC wedding. But it's happened, and it happened on our shores after a worldwide search. It was a Toowoomba couple.
Oh, good on them.
Kate and Harrison Cann, who tied the knot under the watchful eye of the Colonel. They got personalised buckets.
The watchful eye of the Colonel.
That's right. I don't know if he was the one that actually officiated, but you'd like someone dressed as the Colonel.
Does the Colonel even exist?
Well, he did. He's not with us any longer. No. But anyway, so there were personalised buckets, there were themed cake decorations, and a KFC truck.
Did they wear the KFC Crocs?
I didn't see that.
There's KFC Crocs that smell like chicken. I hope they wore them.
Well, where can I get some? Might finally make the studio smell like chicken. How nice would that be?
Oh, yuck. Gorgeous. Your feet stinking like chicken.
But anyway, so the truck catered to the 150 guests. So
150?
Yeah.
In a KFC?
No.
Oh, they just brought the KFC to them.
Yes.
So I'm imagining it like a McDonald's party.
Sort of. Apparently, yeah, no. They're all not in the party room. No. Apparently, their first date started at a KFC, so it was kind of full circle for them.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mind you, I reckon it was probably a surprise for everyone when instead of saying "I do," they decided to make it official by saying "Shut up and take my money."
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast
Beat. And with today's entertainment insights, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Katy Perry will be headlining a free concert for bushfire first responders next week here in Australia.
Yeah.
She announced the concert and wrote, "As a native Southern Californian, I know firsthand the devastation of wildfires. This is one way to help provide a little bit of joy to a country that's given me so much joy." The event is titled Fight On and will be on March 11th, so what's that, a week away?
Not far, yeah.
At Pioneer Park Recreation Reserve in the town of Bright in Victoria.
Very nice.
Tickets are free and they're being handed out to emergency service professionals who help save lives and property and local residents from fire-affected communities. What a nice thing.
Love it.
Katie's doing for us. Now, Lady Gaga has announced her new album release date along with a brand new song called Stupid Love. I want your stupid love.
That's the one with the kind of weird Valerian meets kind of Bollywood video clip.
So she's like an alien princess. She's got like pink hair, pink everything, and she's trying to bring back light and love to a world full of conflict.
And but there's a lot of dancing.
It's an awesome video.
It's pretty amazing. Pretty
visual. Check it out.
Shot on an iPhone?
Yeah, apparently. Shot on an iPhone. There you go. The album is called Chromatica as well. That's released, revealed at the end of the video. The word Chromatica comes up and it's due out April 10.
Something about colours then.
Very excited. Now, Taylor Swift is the best-selling global recording artist of 2019.
Uh-huh.
She topped the list, closely behind her, Ed Sheeran. Post Malone, number 3. Billie Eilish, number 4. Queen came in at number 5.
Wow.
Ariana Grande in there. And last year's number 1, Drake, is all the way down number 8 this time. And the Beatles, still in the top 10 for 2019. They were number 10.
Taylor Swift, though, is the man.
She really is. And Prince Harry has met Bon Jovi at London's Abbey Road Studios over the weekend to tease a charity single that they're releasing together to raise money for the Invictus Games. So in the video, the two are standing inside the booth. You can't really hear what they're saying because they're in a soundproof booth. I don't know whose idea it was to make
to
a video
from outside.
From outside. What? Go in the booth so we can hear what you're saying.
Aren't there mics in the booth, can't you?
Yes, look, I don't know. They didn't think it through anything. Anyway, you can see that he says, "Just pretend you're singing in the bedroom." They cut the video just before they start actually singing.
Right.
So there's going to be some kind of Bon Jovi Prince Harry. Well, are we allowed to call him Prince Harry anymore? Oh, I don't know.
I think, isn't he still a... Oh, I don't know.
Just
Harry?
Just Harry, perhaps.
Mr. Windsor.
Mr. Windsor.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.